Our reading is going to be from Book of Matthew, Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. It reads, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on the hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Once again, Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16. I want to welcome you all in the house of the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Today, we're reminded of our calling as followers of Christ. And that is very, very important, as followers of Christ. And the passage Jesus uses here, it is two powerful metaphors to describe who we are as believers, who we are, and how we are to live in the world. Salt and light. This is very important to consume this morning. I received a call from my friend, my battle buddy in U.S. Army. His name is Phoenix. He lives in Colorado now. Yesterday he called me. He said, "Maulesh, I'm driving through your town with my girlfriend. I want to come and visit you." The last time I saw him was overseas in Iraq. That was 2009. But because of the impact that we have in each other, build that strong relationship. Phoenix say, "I will never pass through your town and not seeing you. I want to see your family. I have been following you on Facebook. You are not a military guy anymore. You are a pastor now, right?" That's what he told me. And this morning, while I was driving here, Phoenix was driving from Omaha, going back to Colorado. He's a very successful business, young African businessman. He's doing great in his life. His girlfriend is from Oklahoma. She's a white lady. It's a beautiful thing. They came here, and I took them to my office downstairs, and Phoenix was crying. He said, "Maulesh, you were salt into me. You impacted my life while we were overseas. You mentored me with the word of God. And I stood strong. I was somebody that have anger issue. I was carrying a weapon, but I have anger issue. You calm me down all the time." He was crying down. Both of us were crying. Imagine being a salt to each other. Praise the Lord. So, you are the salt of the earth. My relationship with Phoenix, it's many, many years back when we were in the army, but the relationship continues because we impacted each other. So the Bible is instructed me this morning, and you are the salt of the earth. The salt has many purposes. Salt has a many purpose. It preserves the food, enhance the flavor. My food without salt is going to be difficult for me to eat that food. I love my food to have a salt on it, so I can consume that food. Yeah, it's very tasty, especially eating that African food. Without salt, you have a problem. I have to question Mama Grace. "Mama Grace, what is wrong here? Where is the salt?" That means salt is important. Bring that flavor. It brings out the best in that food. So Jesus is telling me and you, that is us. That's how we should be. In the same way, as a Christians, we are called to bring out the best in the world around us. We're living in such a challenging time, very challenging time. But even though we're going through this, but still we have to be a salt in that earth. To be a salt in that country or the neighborhood or the society you live in, you have to be a salt. We are to preserve what is good. People have to see the goodness of the Lord in our life. Even in difficult time, but you're still smiling. Even in difficult time, you're still preserving your community to shine, to flourish. The righteous and just is part of your life. Our presence should make a difference, adding flavor every day in somebody's life. To live a good life is not an easy, comes with a price, because God has to take you through the process. So we have to exhibit the love out there so we can be a salt of the earth. We have to exhibit the kindness out there. Kindness is a good thing. You have to do good things for others as you want them to do for you. And faithfulness, we have to be faithful with our lives. Thus people can see the fruits of Holy Spirit from our lives. And that will help them to embrace our God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Say, if your God is changing lives, I want to be part of that movement right there. Because your God is changing life. I want my life to be changed too. Therefore, you'll be salt in that person's life. But Jesus warns us also, if the salt loses its saltness, it is no longer good for anything. You are salt, but if you lose your saltness, you are not good for anything anymore. Therefore, we have to continuously stay connected with God Jesus Christ, so our saltness will never vanish. And this reminds us that we must remain faithful to our calling. I've seen my brother singing here with my sister earlier. What a beautiful bass voice. That is a talent God has put in you and packed it. We never see it coming, but now we have seen it. If you didn't come to church, we have to ask, where is my brother? So once God called you into ministry, you have to stay faithful and continue to do it even in difficult time. Conforming to the world can dull our effectiveness. You don't have to conform to anything that is not praising God Almighty. Let us ask ourselves, are we preserving and enhancing the world around us today? Or have we lost our saltness? That is a rhetorical question for all of us. And the Bible says, are you the light of the world? Praise God. Light exposes darkness. If you are light of the world, you will sink darkness into light. Once you show up, darkness doesn't have any choice but to pack and go. Because light always overcomes darkness. The light guides our ways. Come into a room, you need to open that light so you can see. When I was growing up in Africa, I was a very young man. You know, we don't have no light. We don't have no anything. But sometimes the only light we have is a lolin, which is a moonlight at night. And my wife will, that time I was young, I don't have a wife yet. My mother will force me to go inside the room, in that dark room, to go and get something from there. I get scared. I don't want to go nowhere. I say, Mommy, I don't want to go. It's kind of dark there. How am I going to get those stuff? She will say, you got to go there, young man. What's wrong with you? You see, because she's my mother. I got to go. You know, you got to respect your mother. And that's why children have to respect their parents, no matter what. So we got to be a light of this world. That can often feel very important. But God is more important than that. Jesus calls us to be a light in the world that can often feel dark and uncertain. Sometimes you get scared, you fear, you don't want to even exhibit yourself out as a Christian. Because if you exhibit yourself as a Christian, people will make fun of you. People will challenge you. But God is telling us to be out there as a light in the world we're living in, surrounding our neighbors, in our family. Our life should be reflect the love and the truth of Christ shining brightly for all to see. Jesus said, a town built on a hill cannot be hidden. The town built in the hill cannot be hidden because you can see it from very far away. Come into city, so that house is in the top of the hill, will never be hidden. That is our life as a Christian. Once you're coming, people have to see you from far away, you're coming. Because your light is shining brightly. They cannot run away from, but they see your light. The good will come into you, the bad will come into you. But it's up to you to identify, rectify them. Praise God. We are called to live boldly, letting our good deeds point others to God. Sometimes you don't have to preach gospel, but you just have to show them your deeds. The way you carry yourself, we show to them, this is daughter of Most High God. This is son of Most High God. It will never be hidden. And that way they will come also to join you. He also wants us not to be hid our light under the ball. You cannot hide your light under the table. You have to bring your light up here so people can see. Are there areas in our life where we are hidden our faith, our fear, our insecurity? Let us take courage, brothers and sisters. Let us take courage and let our light shine again in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Glorify God through your life. Because God said, I formed these people for my own self to proclaim with my praise. Show to people who you are. Show to people the God you worship. He's the King of glory, Rock of Ages, Ancient of the Days, and he's the soon coming King. Show to people who you are. I'm a Christian. I'm a child of God. Before even you show to them, they will know this is a child of God. Very important, brothers and sisters. That they may see your good deeds. That is very important. And glorify your Father in heaven. Everything we do today, our acts of kindness is very important. Our words of encouragement is very important. Our pursuit of justice is very important. Should point others to God and goodness and his grace. In conclusion, I want to remind all of us that Jesus reminds us of the identity and mission. We have identity of Christ in our lives. We have mission to follow. We are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Let us live in the way that preserve and enhance our life and others. Let us be that light people can see from very far. Let us shine brightly so that others may see Christ in us and glorify our Father who is in heaven. For our Father in heaven to be glorified, we have to show it openly, not hide it. I will leave you with this. I want you to go and meditate in this. Are we really salt and light of the earth? As Bible said, the city set on top of hill, we should never be hidden. Is that me or you? That question goes back to us. Let our community shine again. Let our church shine again. Let our lives shine again. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for calling us to be salt and light in this world. Help us to live boldly and faithfully, preserving what is good and shining your light wherever we go. May our lives bring glory to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.